Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is the founder and lead pastor of Kingdom Embassy Worship Center, Pastor Joshua Giles. Our co-host today is Mondo De La Vega. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Welcome, everyone. We're so glad to have you here.
We are.
Our audience here, our bright, happy audience in the studio.
Yes.
And you at home. And today, I have one of the, I believe, I was going to say great. I really shouldn't call anybody great, but Jesus, I guess. But a great prophetic voice of
yes,
this hour.
Absolutely.
He doesn't give out his age very often. He's an elder in the church now. But Joshua Giles is the founder and lead pastor of Kingdom Embassy Worship Center in the place where I went to Bible school, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'm so happy to have Joshua here. This book, you see, every book is marked when it comes on our show, but this book, and I'm going to stick my neck way out, I believe it's the greatest prophetic book in recent years. I believe this is a book that every one of you should read.
Me too. I agree.
I talked about this book a few months ago.
Yeah.
I want everyone that watches the show.
Yes.
There's so much in here.
Yes.
That there's no way we could ever get to all of it on the program. And you're an author. You're a speaker. You travel and preach all over the world, right?
Yes, yes.
And you're a pastor.
And a pastor. So I've been doing this for really since I was a young teenager. Traveling, speaking, and just operating in the prophetic. And I love seeing people impacted by the message of the gospel.
Yes.
When did you start hearing from God? I mean, because you hear from God. Now, people listen to me. I don't say that about everybody. This man hears from God. He's one of the great prophets of the times.
Yes.
And if I say it, I mean it. I don't fluff and stuff and fluff, you know. But you were hearing from God when you were a child.
Yes.
Will you tell us that story real quick? I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was about 7 years old or so when I had a visitation from the Lord. It really was an encounter. I grew up in a Pentecostal church. And my parents were pastors for like 25 years.
Yeah,
and
good.
So I didn't have my own relationship with the Lord at the time. I just went to church because
sure.
That's what you do. And I was just, you know, probably in my own space, in my own world at that time. And I had this encounter. I wasn't praying, but
you were
literally.
Okay, let me go back.
Yeah.
Okay, now everyone listen to that. Okay, you were 7 years old.
7 years old.
Okay.
And I saw an angel come into my room. And I was frightened at that young age. I didn't understand what all I was seeing. But I heard the voice of God, and he spoke to me then and told me, I'm going to use you as a prophet and send you around the world. You're going to preach. And at that time, I had no plans, of course, as a little kid on preaching. But
right.
I was marked from that day forward. And the Lord has definitely fulfilled that word. And I've traveled to over 35 nations and preaching the gospel. And
amazing.
So I'm excited to just be here with you both.
It's an honor to have you.
Ever since I met you, which was a few minutes ago in the green room, and I don't want to scare you, but I don't feel what I feel about your life. Mm. I want to protect you, and I can't protect you, but you have a mantle on you, and I can see it, I can feel it.
Yeah.
And I like to say to anybody who goes to your church, I hope they're watching. Maybe they won't.
They're watching. They're watching.
But don't fool with this man. Pray for him. lift him up. He has got a call from God. He has a mantle on him. And this book is so important that I really want you to read it. If you can't afford it, go to the library and see if they have it. But get it. Read it. Borrow it from a friend. And you can get it for $25 on the program if you want. But
yes,
that includes shipping and handling. And
And we haven't even talked about it.
I know.
Better yet is the friends. I love the friends and family offer, where it's for $65, the three book prophetic.
Book you want to give to your friends,
yes,
it's this book.
Yes, because it's a now book.
I may sound fanatic, but I'm fanatical about the prophetic. And I want you to give this to every person. And I don't know if we have a baker's dozen on this
not.
We
sure
do.
We do,
Mondo?
Yeah, for a donation of $250 to the ministry, you can order 13, we call it the baker's dozen, book prophetic forecast.
If you're a missionary and want to do something for God, everyone in your group is going to want to read this book.
It's yes.
Now. It gets to the point that I'm devouring this book. I got so much. I have questions to ask, but I have marked the book up myself, so I have questions in this book. And I know one of the ones we talked about before, you prophesy in this book that we're going to have a woman president. Yes. Now, I'm going to ask you about that soon, but not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I
here it is on page 164.
Yeah,
you
got to
get the book.
It's there. But I got a lot of questions about that one. But I want you to get this book.
It is so, you know what? You said something earlier.
But there's
earlier,
a thousand
Jim.
Things that God is speaking to me that he reaffirms in this book.
Right.
And so it's so very, very important.
The thing about the book is that there's no fluff and puff in it, which, you know, with a lot of books, has to have fillers. And it's meaty. I mean, it's every
Mondo,
word.
Mondo, you talked to the producer of this book, and this is a chosen book.
Yeah.
And this is unusual, I guess, for chosen. But what did she tell you about this book?
She said this could be one of the most important books of our time.
I believe it. I agree with her.
And if there was ever a time to understand the seasons and the times right now, this book will give you the understanding to help you navigate prophetically the headlines of today. I almost go back to, and I've been a student of prophecy for the last, 25 years since I met you, to understand how does God talk? How does God warn the people? And I got to say that the last person that really wrote something in this magnitude, very detailed, was David Wilkerson. So,
but I wanted to ask you about a news story happening this week as we're taping. You write about the monetary systems a lot in your book.
Yes.
This is something we're very interested in because it's happening so fast. It's like... what's the gears, Mondo? I don't shift.
Driver's gear, second gear.
You put, you know, we're in that lower
turbo.
Gear.
Why?
Turbo. Yeah. What are your thoughts about the world economy form that's happening right now?
Yeah.
Can you talk about that at all?
Yeah, Pastor Jim. You know that really is a loaded question because the Lord has downloaded so much to me in this book on the economy, what we're going to see happen over the next several years with America's economy and the economy of the nations. Now, one of the things that he said to me is that digital currencies are going to run the world. Mm. And even though people
say that again.
Digital currencies will run the world.
Did you hear that, Mondo?
Absolutely.
And
how soon is it going to happen, do you think? It's like they're pushing it.
Yeah, there's an acceleration happening right now, actually. And it's already been going on behind the scenes. The public may not be fully aware of what's happening. But when the Lord spoke this to me, of course, it wasn't in the headlines. We weren't seeing it, you know, at that time. But what he said to me is it will also represent a decline for the economy in the U.S. And this is something that is very concerning. It really was like a word of warning for the body of Christ, but for people everywhere, that we need to begin to prepare spiritually and even naturally for economic times shifting. And so even though it will be celebrated in the world with these digital currencies as if it's something great, we're going to experience some negative effects of that. But I believe our prayer can help to cover us.
You said they're going to sell us on that this is going to be good for us.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
they do for us, like COVID and all that, the shots and everything, that's good for you as long as it doesn't backfire somehow.
Right, right, right.
But this coin is going to be sold as it's going to secure your money somehow. Yeah. But it's actually going to take our freedom from us, right?
Well, what I've seen, and I agree with that, because I wrote a vision that I saw in this book, and literally the Lord began to show me cryptocurrency as well as the stock market. And I saw this steep decline come where people would lose millions of dollars in the market. And when I wrote this, that wasn't going on. It's already started
in
just the past, 12 months or so?
Yeah.
And it's being accelerated, but I don't believe we've seen anything
yet.
The
things you write, I know when you wrote most of it, because books have to be written before they're published.
Right.
So this book was written a few years ago.
Yes.
Most of it. And I'm reading it like, oh my God, this is today. This is now. Page after page after page after page. Somehow you saw the future because it's written in your book in ink, and I know that. And you know, I've written a lot of books. And I put stuff in books that publishers just cringe when I put it in because, oh, you don't do that. And yet, then it comes to pass, and they say, oh, well, you were right.
Yeah.
But
you did. You know, I loved it. And on page 85, you talked about cryptocurrencies and the stock market, and you said you saw from God a vision from God about the monetary systems changing. You said in here, I saw a destruction come to the cryptocurrency market. Now, this was,
now, that
before
the crash.
Before the crash.
The big deal.
Yeah.
That
billions gone.
Yeah. And the Lord showed me it would be a deconstruction of the market.
A deconstruction.
And people would lose millions of dollars in it. And he gave me that word of warning to tell people to secure their funds. And so not only did I write that, I was sharing it before that happened. Mm-hmm. Some listened, some didn't. But then I saw things rebound from it as well, where we're going to see the deconstruction and then a reconstruction of it as well. But Pastor Jim, you said something about the detail of the prophetic words, and I can share this with you. I didn't plan to write a book. You know, this wasn't on my list of goals. This book was birthed out of my time of prayer. And for a long period of time, the Lord was having me get up at 5 a.m., 6 a.m., and to go into worship and just hear his heart. I wasn't asking him what's going to come for the nation, what's going to happen. But in that time of worship every morning, like clockwork, the Lord began to show me glimpses of the future. And I think it's powerful when we get revelation that's birthed from prayer. It's not man-made or manufactured. It's just from the Spirit of God. And that's where the level of detail came.
You had a declaration from the Lord regarding Psalms 24.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about that?
Absolutely. You know, I go to Israel often because Israel's one of the most beautiful places. And as a prophet, it's one of those places where the Lord resets me. You know, I'm able to really pick up the heart of God when I'm there in a way that's so unique. And what I've learned in Jewish culture is that when a child is born, they will read a psalm over them. And so typically when that child is born, you'd read the first psalm over them. And then when they turn one, you read the second psalm over them. And I believe that that's also equivalent to a new year. When we come into a new year, there's a psalm that's connected as a declaration over that year. And so the psalm for 2023, stepping into the number 23, would be 24. And so the 24th Psalm is a declaration for us. And it says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. But then it says this, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall ascend into the holy place? And it says, he that has clean hands and a pure heart. And I believe that that's the focus for this year. It is a message of repentance to the body. It's a message of repentance to everyone that our hearts must be pure before the Lord and that our hands must be clean. And it gives us access into that secret place with the Father. And then it goes on to say, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Amen. You know, I believe that this is a year of a glory invasion where the glory of the Lord is literally going to begin to flood churches once again and begin to enter into our homes where we will experience that tangible Shekinah glory of God. And the glory of God always comes to transform us, to make us more like him. Mm-hmm. And so the King of glory is coming and we'll experience divine encounters this year.
Amen.
In all this chaos that the world's having and the decadence of the world, the church will cry out and God will anoint the church again, you're saying?
Yes, God's going to anoint the church again, and we will see revival. We've seen it in some key areas, but we haven't seen it in mass in the way that we used to decades ago and in other nations. But I believe that in the midst of chaos, revival is coming back to America, and there's going to be a remnant of believers that you're going to see the Lord raise up, and this remnant of believers are going to walk in a level of boldness that we've not seen yet.
So God is going to pour out his spirit upon flesh. All flesh.
Absolutely.
Now, I've got a lot to ask you today, so I have to move really fast, but you talk about an urgency, and this is what, you know, God has given me such an urgency, but to be at the right place at the right time. Now, this is so important to me. Would you tell me what God said to you?
Absolutely. This started for me years ago, where the Holy Spirit would speak to me and he would tell me, you need to be at this specific location at this time. Mm-hmm. And there would be an encounter, whether it was a meeting with a group of people. But when he would speak this to me, I would feel this urgency from the Lord, the same urgency that I sense right now. And for many of you that are watching, where the Lord will begin to give you this push in your spirit that you need to be connected, whether it's with a certain group of believers, with your local church, because there is safety in the will of God. There's protection in the will of the Lord. And so that urgency, I believe, is coming stronger and stronger for preparation. One of the things that concerned me in my time of prayer is the Lord said to me that there are things that are about to come on the face of the earth. And he said, my church is not prepared.
That's right.
He said, they're not ready. Then he said, a part of our job as fivefold ministers is to prepare the church, to get them ready so that when certain divine moments come, we don't miss those moments.
You need to be in the right place.
Yes.
Right.
When God says move, you need to move. Mm-hmm. And I know there's people that are going to be moving here. We've sold so much of our properties out. We're selling land out now. But we believe that we are to prepare this place, this city of refuge.
Yes.
God's spoken to you about cities of refuge, right?
Absolutely.
He even talked about the Goshen. But let's get back to the right place, because look at this, Jim, because it's right here on 154, page 154. He talks about the right place. And literally exactly what you said, you talk about how you were living in North Carolina and God told you to move to Minnesota. Yeah. And, you know, years ago, Rick Joyner, and we say this to you guys all the time, many, many years ago, Rick Joyner said the most important thing in these last days is that, you know, to hear from the voice of the Lord, that, you know, to where you are to actually geographically be living.
Yeah.
And so you said yes to God.
Yeah, and it wasn't an easy thing. You know, the Lord spoke that to me, and I knew it was the voice of the Lord. I was living in North Carolina. It's moderate weather there. It's a beautiful place.
Right.
And I heard the Holy Spirit say to me that you're to move to Minneapolis. And when he said that, I only knew like one or two people in Minneapolis. And I knew it was cold there. And I'm thinking, God, are you sure? Yeah. Am I hearing right?
Right.
And I wrestled with it for a while.
Yeah. Sure.
But the Lord said to me that there was going to be a revival that would break out on the streets of Minneapolis. Mm. And this was 10 plus years before. And so he said, you must be there at that time. And so we saw that happen in 2020 in the midst of chaos in the city. Mm-hmm. Revival broke out on the streets. I was one of the leaders there facilitating that revival, baptizing people on the streets, seeing souls come in from everywhere, ministering to Muslims, to people from all walks of life. And so the Lord then took me from that to start sparking revival with others around the nation.
Has God blessed your ministry in Minneapolis?
Absolutely.
In Minnesota?
Yeah, our ministry expanded since that time. So we saw many souls come in. But then also what you're speaking of, there were people that were told to just get up and move to where we are. Yeah. And they heard the voice of the Lord. They moved their families, and they're prospering because of that obedience.
I want to be where God wants me to be. I'm up here in this mountain of, what do you call it?
In the hills of the Ozarks.
Ozark. Mm-hmm. And I didn't choose it. It was
God
closed
it.
Every door but this one. So here we are. But it's important that you pray today and say, God, where do you want me to be?
Amen.
And that's what God was really showing you. And to me, it would be crazy. I've lived in Minnesota, and I loved it. But to go to Minnesota where there's a lot of crime now, but God put you where you were needed, and God's given you blessing and revival.
Absolutely. Everything really was revived in my ministry and my life when I obeyed the Lord and made that shift and transition. Yes. And I was where I needed to be for the ministry to come out of me in that way.
Mm.
Yeah.
Tell us about Ezekiel and the four winds.
Yeah,
and
you know,
what does each wind mean?
This is a part that I also put in this book, Ezekiel 37. Every believer probably knows this passage where God drops Ezekiel down in a valley that's full of dry bones. And he says to him, can these bones live? And Ezekiel says, well, Lord, you know whether they can live or not. But then he says to him, prophesy to the bones. I believe this is significant for us because there are many dead situations that people are going to be facing in life. Mm-hmm. And you're going to need to know how to use the prophetic authority that God has placed in you to speak life into dead bones, into dry bones. Yeah. And so he says, prophesy to the bones. And the Bible says that the bones came together, but there was no life in the bones. So then he says, prophesy to the breath or the wind. Speak to the wind. I think in the body of Christ, we can often prophesy to the thing that we're looking at, but we miss this key, which is prophesying to the winds. And it is the wind of God, the breath of God, that brings life into us. Mm-hmm. And so there are four prophetic winds in Scripture. And I'll give you the quick meaning of them.
Okay.
Number one, the north wind. In Hebrew, north wind means resources. It means precious goods, metals. It also deals with supernatural provision. Mm-hmm. And so
we're going to need that.
We're going to need that. We need that now more than ever.
Yes.
And so when you're in one of those situations where you need the provision of God, not only do you ask him for the provision, but then there is a level in prayer where you decree, you command, and you speak. And you can call for the north wind to begin to blow in your life to bring resources and finances into your life. And then there's the south wind, and that comes from a Hebrew word that means territory. It literally means territory, direction, and it deals with your territory expanding, meaning that you're going to gain ground in the years ahead. Mm-hmm. And so when we call for the south wind, we're decreeing that God's giving us new territory.
Yeah.
That's in the natural, and it deals with spiritual rulership or jurisdiction. And then there is the east wind, and I wrote about all of this detail
in the book. It's in the book, guys. It's right here. It's easy talk. And I love how you go to the Hebrew and explain exactly. Okay, so the east wind.
So the east wind means in Hebrew to meet or connect. And it deals with divine connections, the Lord bringing you to the right people.
Yeah.
And I believe that's so key right now because there are many people that have been praying and they've been asking the Lord, who should I be connected to? Mm-hmm. And when we call for the wind or the Ruach of God to come into our lives, what I believe he does when he breathes into us is he's releasing the right people in your life for the right time. Mm-hmm. And it deals with those that were hidden coming to the forefront. So it also represents a change in rank and position for you, meaning elevation in your life. And then the last wind there, the west wind, is one of my favorite. When you read this in the Hebrew language, it means to roar or a mighty river. Mm-hmm. And it deals with the sea of people. But the sea in scripture can also represent the depth of knowledge and revelation. And when we call for the west wind to come, it's speaking of the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. It's speaking of the glory of the Lord that would cover the earth. That's what we need to begin to do, is call for the four winds to blow.
Yeah.
And when we call for the four winds, we're calling all of these things into being.
Mm. Amen. Excellent. I feel like calling for all of these, the north wind,
yes.
The south wind, amen.
Amen.
The east wind, the west wind, and call blessing to come to this ministry, because right now I'm talking to the north, south, east, west.
Yes, absolutely.
And I love it how much you have scripture to back everything up. You have Hebrew, you have the root meaning of what each thing means. And I mean, this is from the Word of God. It's incredible.
You know, every chapter is filled with your prophetic forecast, prophetic hope at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand one thing about prophecy, and a lot of people misunderstand it and say, oh, it's just doom and gloom. Yet you give us the prophetic hope and the perspective, because mm-hmm. how God works is, yeah, he's going to give you the hard stuff, but he never leaves you without hope.
Absolutely.
That's why I believe this book. Listen, whatever you got to do, you can order one copy for a donation of $25 right now. You can call the number 1-888-988-1588, or you can go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Better yet, you can get three of the books for a donation of $65 to the ministry. And if you have a big family, or if you love sharing the word, you can get a baker's dozen. That's 13 of the books, Prophetic Forecast, Insights for Navigating the Future to Align with Heaven's Agenda, for a donation of $250 to the ministry today.
Yes, you should get one for your pastor. Give one to your pastor. Your pastor will appreciate it, I promise you.
Don't go away. We'll be right back after this special message.
Is it all right to just say that I'm anti-sugar?
The average American consumes 5 times the amount of sugar that we should. The average adult consumes 70 grams of sugar a day, or 60 pounds a year. Only a portion of it is used to create energy, and the rest of it is stored as fat, or it's wreaking havoc on the body.
We're introducing today, I'm going to go right to the product, because I think it's a revolutionary product. We're introducing it right now for the first time.
The product is actually all the digestive enzymes that the body needs to break down, you know, fats, proteins, carbohydrates, everything, so that the body can absorb them, utilize them, etc. Think about this. If you take sugar in any form, in a food form, table sugar, added sugar, and you're taking an enzyme that can convert 50 to 90% of that sugar to an insoluble dietary fiber in the gut. Well, do we need more fiber? What does fiber do in the gut? It functions as a prebiotic that feeds your good bacteria, that creates good gut health. The good gut health is critical. Okay?
Yes.
So you're taking something harmful and creating something helpful.
Yeah. Who do you think benefits the most from this product?
Who?
Yeah, who?
Well, anybody dealing with digestive issues in the first place.
Okay.
Anybody who is trying to control, is having trouble controlling their glucose level. And that glucose level is creating problems for them, whatever those problems might be. So those would be the ones who would benefit the most. But there isn't a person who eats, if they eat food, and they eat it that's not in a raw state, all of it, they need digestive enzyme.
Wow.
Because otherwise, they're forcing their body to do something that it wasn't designed to do, and it's going to suppress their immune system. It's going to affect them negatively. So that's why it's critical that we have digestive enzymes, the full complement.
Yes.
The sugar to fiber is just the icing on the cake. What this does, it takes the sugar, it breaks it down to fiber and fructose.
Wow.
And so that, basically it's the glucose that is the, what the body uses for energy, but it's, when we're taking so much of it, it can't use only a fraction of it, so it stores it as fat for future use. And then
is that why Americans are so heavy?
That's one of the definite reasons, is they are
storing up for the
future. They're storing it up for, but when you get so much of it, then it creates all the other problems that we're dealing with. So we're the first one, quote, in the world to introduce this revolutionary product that converts sugar to fiber.
I want everybody to order sugar to fiber because it is brand new. It's a product that I know everybody needs.
Yes.
I know it's something that I needed, and I'm thrilled to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Nana, are you going to take it, you said?
Absolutely. I am definitely going to take it. And what I loved at is, and I said this, but it's been so exciting to see everyone. So many of our staff members are texting me. They're coming up to me. They're saying, this is a product that we want, that we need. I believe this is the answer for many of us who have struggled. I mean, just being very real, I'm like, you know, in life, you struggle with what you eat, with what you're putting in your bodies. For some of us, that might be a struggle. And so I am just really grateful that we're able to bring this to our viewers. And it's available right now. So if you've been watching the broadcast, you can now order it by going to our website, jimbakershow.com. It's available there. This is the sugar to fiber, available for $49.95 at our website there with OptiVita Health. And remember, I do want to mention this because I love this. Frank is also including two electronic books that will be emailed to you. The first one is What is Glucose? How Can I Control It? An entire study in his research on that topic. And then the second electronic book that will be emailed to you is The Power of Enzymes for Health. So when you order your sugar to fiber supplement, you're also going to receive these two free bonuses of two ebooks included in your order. Plus, use the coupon code FIBER and you're going to receive 10% off your order today. So you can either go to our website, jimbakershow.com and OptiVita Health, or you can also place your order by calling us today, calling OptiVita directly at 1-833-336-9678. That number again is 1-833-336-9678. So call today and place your order or visit the website at jimbakershow.com.
On page 164, I know you have it all memorized, but a prophecy of a woman who will lead. God said to me that in the near future, America will see its first female president. Her rise to power will be controversial. Can you tell me any more about that?
I can. You know, the Lord spoke more to me than what I actually wrote there. And so I left certain things out due to publishing and what you can put in and what you can't. When the Lord spoke that to me, I saw a vision of it as well. And so there were several key things there that I saw, but one of them being that it would be an unusual rise to that position of authority, meaning it would not be the normal way that things are typically done. And it was very controversial. But what the Lord allowed me to know is that it would have been an agenda that was pushed behind the scenes for many years. And so it wouldn't be just something that just happened by happenstance, but it would actually be those that are pulling strings behind the scenes that would cause that to come
Could
to be.
Could I ask you some questions about this? Because I've been reading about it in your book. I want everybody to get this book because,
You can. Let's see what I can share and what I can't share.
I could go.
There you go.
I could go.
That's right, John.
I literally could interview you for hours, and that's rare.
Wow.
Because
that means a lot.
I run out questions eventually, but I'll never run out of questions with this man. I'll tell you that. I believe there's things coming that we don't know. God says, listen to me, people. He doesn't do anything that he doesn't tell his prophets. We have a network called The Voice of the Prophets, and probably only 10% of America want to hear about the prophets because they don't want the prophets. They murdered the prophets. God forbid. They did that in Jesus' day. But I believe the great word today is going to come through prophetic. And that's why we've opened this network for the prophets and a network. And I'm hoping Joshua Giles will get on. He doesn't even do a TV show, but I'm hoping he will do one soon and come on our network so you can hear him every week telling you, because that's why you need to come. You know, I don't know why, you know, people don't just search us out here in this mountain just to hear the speakers that come here. But you can watch on television, and that's where our audience is on television. But I'll tell you what, I hate to do this, but I'm going to hit this again about this woman leader. You said she will lead as commander-in-chief at a time of national and international conflict and war. You want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, sure. You know, this, again, this is one of those loaded prophetic words in this book, and there are several there.
Well, that blame are in the it book. On God.
I am blaming it on the Lord. I'm just the messenger. He shared it, but the Lord showed me a massive war brewing and coming. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I saw a woman at the helm in our nation. The Lord began to show me that this war would be very different from the other world wars that we have seen. Mm-hmm. It's going to be fought with cyber warfare on one hand, and yes. And we're, whether people know it or not, it's already there in existence now, where
it
I
is.
Saw it targeting banking institutions. I saw those that would be against the U.S. targeting the aviation system, targeting our airplanes and targeting mm-hmm. our networks and
That's
technology.
Right.
And it would really be a time where people need to know the Lord. Not only that, I saw chemical warfare as well as the next war being fought with artificial intelligence. And this is something that I know sounds far-fetched to some, but this is the word that the Lord gave me. And mm-hmm. we as the body of Christ, we need to be in the know.
That's
we
right.
need to be aware of what's coming so that as these things occur, we can be prayed up, we can be ready and not caught off guard.
See, we think exactly. of war as tanks coming yeah. down the streets or something, yeah. but the warfare today, it's they can shut America down.
Okay, so let's just hit something real quick.
With
example,
our
Jim.
EMP bombs, they can,
right.
you know, they can, right, and that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
The technology.
Okay, so
Grandma,
you just
our
said,
technology is different than it was when the First World War and Second World War, when some of you were alive.
Absolutely.
Right, you know, you just said aviation. Okay, so what just happened, everybody? Now, you said that this is prophetic. You said this, you already, so you said aviation. Okay, so what just happened recently for the first time since 9/11, the other day, as we tape this, all the planes in the United States of America were grounded.
Disruption. Yeah.
And no one's talking about it.
Yeah, I'm going to share something here that I have not shared publicly. My team knows this because when the Lord speaks to me, when he releases it to me, I share it with them. And so leading up to this year, the Lord said to me that there was going to be a time in the near future where he said to me, I don't want you on the planes at that time. He said, because there's going to be cyber warfare happening. And I began to share this with them. And I said, there's a time coming in the near future where we're going to just pull back from traveling that way. And mm-hmm. we're going to travel this other way. Mm-hmm. But he said to me, it would be a time where there were going to be several concerns within aviation. And so I'm asking those that are watching to,
yeah.
yes, of course, if you can get this book to find out more detail,
right.
but then
wow.
also pray and cover the aviation systems in
yes.
America, because I do believe that it is a concern where we will also see blackouts come over the course of the next several years
yes.
where they're not going to give us explanations. You're not going to know exactly why mm-hmm. other than by the Spirit of the Lord, because many of those things will be hidden mm-hmm. and concealed.
Wow. That's right.
This is the headline. Experts at Davos 2023 call for a global response to the gathering cyber storm. And in this gathering, they're warning the experts. There's a gathering cyber storm coming. Get ready. This is a warning to...
You see, people hear cyber storm and they don't even know what it means. Yeah. It means...
great computer confusion.
If an atomic bomb hit, wouldn't do any more damage than what they can do with cyber.
No. What we need to understand that everything in our daily life is run by computers. It's technology working
together.
And if
the power grid goes down, which ours is so old, it's over 100 years old, if it goes down and they're working on destroying it from all the different people who do attacks, they're in our country. We've let them come in by the millions. And these people who want to do the damage to our country, I believe they're already in our country. And I want you to get this book. I want you to read it. I'd like you pastors all to have it. I dare you to start hearing from what the prophets have to say. This man wrote most of this a couple of years ago, and it's brand new book, but it's all happened. What he said, so much of it's already happening. Does that shock you sometimes?
I've been experiencing prophetic ministry like this and the Lord speaking since I was a young child, but it never gets old. You know, every time the Lord speaks and you see the manifestation of his word, it is shocking. You know, it puts you in a state of awe where you're saying, okay, Lord, let me make sure I'm in alignment with you.
Yes.
Because I want to be in your will. But it is shocking to see just in the past few months,
yes,
some of these words have begun to accelerate and happen. Yes. And these words were written a couple of years ago.
Yes. And you talk things about, and we're not going to go into it, but that you have to get the book to read it, but you talk about the Supreme Court prophecy.
Yes, that was, I have that in my book.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, you talk about the vision and the battle over gun laws.
But the Supreme Court... our time's almost gone today, but I want you to understand, and you're saying there's going to be changes in the Supreme Court, and I believe you're right.
I do too.
But it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Because it's going to make it so there's not really a patriotic way to have decisions made by the courts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I believe what we're seeing the beginning of is a deconstruction of the systems within our nation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is
again,
a concern.
Deconstruction.
It's a deconstruction of the systems within our nation.
Mm. Deconstruction of America.
Yeah.
Deconstruction of what our founding fathers had put together.
Mm.
Deconstruction of the Constitution.
Mm.
They don't like any of that.
Mm. Yeah.
They're trying to destroy it.
I can't believe you're saying that one of the biggest movements right now within the church is deconstruction of Christianity.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Another one. You know, I cannot keep telling you this, but I will, because we have the time to tell you this. Order a copy of this book for a donation of $25 to the ministry today. One book for a donation of $25, or you can give three of the books for a donation of $65. Call right now, 1-888-988-1588, or better yet, go to the website, jimbakershow.com. Do your shopping there. Get the book today. You can also receive the 13 books, The Baker's Dozen, for a donation of $250 to the ministry.
Order the book now. I just beg you to get the book. We need your support, but you need to read this book.
Yes.
Even more than we need the support.
Absolutely.
You know, I'll just get old and die and go to heaven someday, so you don't have to worry about me. I'm in God's hands. But we have got to stay on the air. But you have got to be aware. God says he doesn't want that day to come upon you unaware. And that's why we have the prophetic word. Now, you write in your book about a prophecy about coming famine. Mm-hmm. Now, you wrote this 2 years ago, probably. I guess,
I wrote this a few years ago, actually, on the coming famine. The Lord gave me that prophetic word back in 2015.
Wow.
And
look at it now.
Yes, yes.
tell us what's happening. We have food shortages taking place.
Yeah.
How close do you believe that the world is to famine?
Yeah, that's such a great question. You know, when the Lord gave me this word, he gave it to me at several points. Just before we came into 2020, we were in the year 2019, and I stood in front of my church and shared with them, the Lord said a famine is coming, and we need to be prepared for this famine. And we're going to see it in a twofold sense. On one side, it will be a natural famine, where throughout this entire decade, he said to me, it's going to be shortages in food, in supplies. This is before we saw the shortages in the pandemic and all of that. But I saw it get worse. And in the vision from God, I was standing in this grocery store in America, and it looked as if I was in a store in a developing nation, where the shelves were completely empty. There was not much there. And he told me to tell the people to prepare for this now. Yeah. And he said to me, I want you to set up a Goshen in your own city. And this is a prophetic safe haven. And I listened to the voice of the Lord, and I went and bought 200 acres of farmland. And he said, I'm going to cause many in the church to be raised up with a Joseph anointing during a time of famine, where you're going to produce your own food. You're going to grow your own food. And so we've been in the process of doing that right there in Minnesota. And there are many that I've heard from all over the country.
I'm in agreement with you. Totally. Mondo, do you remember at the Dream Center?
Yeah.
A very famous football player. I don't know if I can I name his name?
Absolutely. Deion Sanders.
You know who Deion Sanders is?
I absolutely do.
But he came to see me. And I'm living at the Dream Center. I'm just out of prison. I don't, you know. But he heard that I was there. And he said, Jim, you've got a word for me. And I'm like, I don't have any word for him. What do I got, Lord? So I'm praying, Lord, give me the word. Give me the word. And do you want to know the word he gave me? You do. You sure you want to
hear
it?
I want to know. I want to know.
It really sounds dumb.
And this was back in 1998.
I said to Deion Sanders, don't sell the farm. And he looked at me and he danced. You know how he can dance?
Yes.
And he just, this is the Dream Center in
downtown LA.
In that building. What do you call that building?
Casa Grande.
Casa Grande. And where the nuns used to live. And so we were living in that building. And
we were in the living room.
Like a living room there. And they were old fashioned, fancy living room. And he was just twirling around. That's what God's been telling me. That's what God's been telling me. And he said, don't sell the farm. God has told me that to tell everybody, don't sell your farm.
Yes.
And you bought a farm.
Yeah.
When people are selling their farms, you bought a farm.
Yeah. Mm. And the price shot up when, you know, right after I bought the farm. We know the Lord has given specific instructions for that so that we can be self-producing.
Yeah. Yes.
And there are many
that And that's
that
why
have
we're going to put in a greenhouse. Big greenhouse.
Absolutely.
I call it a mega greenhouse.
Yeah.
Are you going to have a greenhouse in your farm?
Yes, we're in the process of doing that as well.
Oh, shake hands again. Let's be partners. I want to photograph it as you build it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Really amazing.
We'll send Mondo out with a crew. He can preach in church. He preaches good.
We got to get you in.
He's one of the most sought after young preachers in America
today. Awesome.
You didn't know that, did you?
That's awesome.
And he's prophetic too. So do you believe in survival too? Do you believe that the church should care for one another? And that you're building a Goshen, so it must be, right?
Yes. I do believe that. There's a word that God gave me coming into this year. And he said, tell our ministry that we need to begin to operate in group economics. Ooh. That's where people pull their resources together.
But that's
and it
the
goes
church.
Back to the book of Acts. Yeah. It is a revival of the book of Acts for us. And that's where we are.
God.
That's where we are right now. And that's where we need to
Every
be.
Every word you speak is what God has spoken to me over the years.
Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Because he wants to restore the New Testament church. That's what you people are living here. How many live here? Raise your hand if you live here. Wave at me. Wave at me. Donna, wave at me. You live here. All of you live here. We're a New Testament church. This is a New Testament. And we need to be ready for these last days. And you know, we've been passing out selling survival food. I don't know if you've ever seen this, but I'd like you to.
I've seen it, and I need to get it
for
some
your church too.
Absolutely,
we'll get it in volume or something for your church because these last 30 years.
This is 30 year shelf life.
And see that on there?
Food.
And 30 years from now, if you open it up, you can make food out of it.
That's amazing.
All you have to do is add water to it.
We have this in stock now that we can ship out.
We have the 60 meal prepared pantry, 60 meal bucket for $225. That's 13 varieties of food that includes shipping and handling. I would get it immediately. Call the number 1-888-988-1588 or go to jimbakershow.com. Get at least one bucket of food. Mondo, what did we give you guys, all of our kids, for Christmas?
A food bucket.
That's right. That's awesome. That's what we do. Now, and we've done it for years.
Yeah.
They've all stocked up on their
food. Because I know what's coming.
Buckets. And you know, back in the day when Jim first, we started having...
After Katrina.
It was after Katrina, right. When it all started, everybody made fun of him, mm-hmm. Pastor Joshua. Everyone made fun of Jim Baker. Oh, there he is, you know, selling 30-year shelf life food. Well, people aren't making fun as much anymore.
No.
Because now we're seeing the food shortages in our own grocery stores.
Yes.
Like you saw in the vision. Yes.
We are doing everything, and this year is our year at Morningside to prepare. And we're offering people that want to buy a lot that they can build a cabin or a house on. And we believe, I don't know if you have in the control room a picture of our barn. We have a big barn we built. And I know a lot of you wonder why we built this great big barn. But this year, we're going to, as we build that greenhouse, we're going to need somewhere to store more food.
Yeah.
And we've been storing food in that big old barn. And so we are doing things. We are trying to prepare. Now, Joshua, he's going to come back tomorrow, right?
Yes.
So don't miss tomorrow's program. But I got another question on page 97. You memorize that, right? Page 97. you prophesied that lab-grown meat will take over the grocery stores.
Yeah. When I gave this prophetic word, I literally heard it from the Lord, wrote it down. A couple of years later, it was published and came out. I forgot all about that prophetic word until producers from different news networks contacted me. And my office was flooded with people reaching out. And people began to say, we're seeing the famine happen now in other countries. Mm-hmm. And then they also mentioned, we're also getting reports now of this lab-grown meat and other foods that are genetically engineered that are now already in stores and more that's coming this year in 2023. And so the Lord gave me that as a warning because we now have to be careful of what we eat.
Yes.
You know, you can't just take it at face value when you go into a store and just grab something. You have to be led of the Spirit, even in what you put in your body.
That's exactly right.
What do you think is in that meat? Do you have any idea? Have you studied that at all?
I have not studied it at all, other than just the word of the Lord being given to me. But I know it's not good for us to consume.
Wow.
Now, well, you're right in your books, all the details of what's going on. And this is, we've only touched not even 10% of what's in your book.
Just a few points, but
celebrities are, they're advertising meat with the DNA from celebrities. Do you remember that? And some restaurants in California are actually serving lab meat with the same DNA as famous people. Have you heard that?
I have not.
Is that crazy? Absurd.
It's insane what we're watching. But I want to tell you something. The hour is getting later than what we think. The hour to prepare, the door is closing rapidly, yet God has warned us through the Jim Baker Show year after year when everybody said, you guys are crazy. Why are you talking about this? Yet God brings another prophetic warning through this book, mm-hmm. allowing us to understand. And listen, as you're talking, I'm looking at the headline right now, not headlines from 10, 20 years ago. This is hours, minutes of headlines being published. And here you are 2 or 3 years, maybe 5 years of information in this book. This is how fast time is moving. If there was ever a time you need a book, it's right now.
That's
this
right.
book will help you interpret the times and the seasons biblically.
Yes.
With so much scripture to follow through on and do your own study. Study, get around groups and find a Bible study. Bring this into your Bible study realm. That's why the Baker's Dozen is a great Bible study group type of material, because all of you can follow along and you take us through a journey of prophetic hope, prophetic facts, scripture after scripture, backing up the visions and the dreams that God has allowed you to see. But we got to get this material in your hands. So do this for us today. Call 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website, jimbakershow.com. You can order 3 of them for a donation of $65 to the ministry. You can get one copy for $25 or the Baker's Dozen, which is $250 donation. Shipping and handling is included in all the offers.
It's excellent. Now, real quick, before yes. we leave, because we only have a few seconds left. Okay, if you missed the last couple broadcasts, Frank Davis was here with the most amazing product, I think, as far as a product, health product goes. Everybody, this is revolutionary. It's called Sugar to Fiber. What you have to do to get it, and you're going to have to go, you go to jimbakershow.com and to our store. You click on OptiVita Health to the landing page to order your sugar to fiber supplement. It's a digestive enzyme, and it is for turning all the sugar, all the bad food, everything that we eat and consume, because that's what is available to us in the stores. And you take this before you eat every single meal, every time you eat. And when you put in the code FIBER, you get that promo code FIBER. Frank has been gracious enough to give our viewers, our partners, only Jim Baker Show, 10% off at this time. And also you can do the monthlies. I would totally do the monthlies if I was you. So it would come automatically and you get that 10%
off. It's had one of the most unbelievable responses to anything we've offered. And I know everybody wants to do it.
And
time is totally gone. Thank you for watching today. We want to welcome Joshua Giles back to our next show.
Yes.
So stay tuned. Remember, God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Joshua.
Thank you
Amazing.
For having me.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Great. Great. Great show.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today. 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to the Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.